This is disgusting. Congressional Republicans demand consequences to sexual harassment findings in Cuomo investigation. By Kyle Morris on August 3, 2021. Congressional Republicans have reacted to the results of an investigation from New York Attorney General Letitia James' office, which found that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple state government employees. According to James, who released details of the investigation at a press conference on Tuesday, the Cuomo administration fostered a hostile work environment that was rife with fear and intimidation. These interviews and pieces of evidence reveal the deeply disturbing yet clear picture. Governor Cuomo sexually harassed current and former state employees in violation of federal and state laws, James said. Shortly after the news broke, members of Congress, particularly Republicans, spoke out against Cuomo, with many calling for his immediate resignation. "This is disgusting," Senator Rick Scott, RFL, wrote in a tweet. "At Nikov, Cuomo must immediately resign." House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, RNY, weighed in on the news, also calling for Cuomo's resignation. "Cuomo must resign. Cuomo must be arrested. Cuomo staff must be prosecuted," Stefanik wrote in a tweet. "The governor's criminal enterprise in New York must end immediately." In addition, Stefanik also called on President Joe Biden to publicly call for Andrew Cuomo's immediate resignation today. "No one is above the law, and today justice must be served," Stefanik said in a statement shared to her website. "Governor Cuomo must resign and be arrested immediately. President Joe Biden must immediately call for Cuomo's resignation." "The media and Democrats smeared me in closed ranks to protect Cuomo. A shameful chapter in New York history," Stefanik added. "All of them, including his staff, must be held to account. These brave women deserve swift and definitive justice. Just going to leave this here," wrote Representative Andy Biggs, Arroz, drawing reference to a 2013 tweet from Cuomo which said there should be a zero-tolerance policy when it comes to sexual harassment. Trump was impeached for a phone call. NY Governor Cuomo violates state and federal law and nothing happens to him, Representative Greg Stoops said in a tweet. "Where is the justice or equity? He must step down and face arrest." Andrew Cuomo sent COVID-19 positive elderly New Yorkers back into nursing homes and buried the numbers, Representative August Pfluger, RTX, noted. Now, multiple sexual abuse allegations are confirmed. Lives were destroyed under his tenure and the media covered it up while hailing him as a hero. He must resign immediately. Given the findings of the New York Attorney General's report, it is crystal clear that Governor Cuomo's actions are reprehensible and incredibly inappropriate, Representative Marie-Annette Miller Meeks wrote. He should resign immediately. Just imagine how the mainstream media would be covering the Cuomo scandal if he were a Republican, Representative Pat Fallon, RTX, said in a tweet. Representative Chris Jacobs, RTX, released a statement following the news of the investigation's findings, saying Cuomo has irreparably disgraced his office. Andrew Cuomo has irreparably disgraced his office, broken numerous laws, and intimidated at least one brave employee who came forward and reported his consistent abuse, Jacobs said. He cannot serve as governor of New York any longer. He must resign immediately and face justice for his crimes. He's a Democrat, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, said in response to a Twitter user who questioned why James' investigation findings were not accompanied with a charge. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.